Every day, you make thousands of decisions. Most of them are terrible, not because you're careless, but because you're working with faulty mental equipment. Consider this. Why do smart people consistently make predictable mistakes? Why do experienced investors lose fortunes on obvious bubbles? Why do we keep touching the same hot stove, expecting different results? The answer lies not in intelligence, but in the quality of our thinking frameworks. Mental models, cognitive shortcuts that create instant mental pictures of situations, offer a way out of this trap. These aren't abstract academic concepts, but practical tools that transform how you analyze everything from career moves to dinner choices. Think of mental models as intellectual Lego blocks. Each piece works independently, but their real power emerges when combined into complex structures. The concept of opportunity cost originated in economics, yet it illuminates why spending Saturday organizing your garage might be the worst decision of your week. Critical mass came from nuclear physics, but it explains why your neighborhood coffee shop suddenly has lines out the door while the identical one across town sits empty. These frameworks aren't taught systematically, even at elite universities. Most people stumble upon them through years of reading, professional experience, and conversations with experts across disciplines. This scattershot approach leaves massive gaps in thinking ability. The solution? Deliberately building a comprehensive mental model library, then practicing until application becomes automatic. Like a pianist mastering scales, you need repetition before these models become intuitive. The initial learning feels clunky. You'll consciously think, this is a sunk cost fallacy, or I'm seeing confirmation bias here. With practice, this recognition happens instantaneously, allowing you to layer multiple models simultaneously for rich, multidimensional analysis. When experts told Elon Musk battery costs made electric vehicles impossible, he broke batteries down to constituent materials, cobalt, nickel, aluminum, carbon, and discovered raw materials cost only $80 per kilowatt hour, while batteries sold for $600. This is first principles thinking, building conclusions from foundational truths rather than accepted assumptions, deliberately starting from scratch like NASA engineers improvising Apollo 13 solutions. Test assumptions through de-risking, identifying critical assumptions that could cause catastrophic failure. For startups, confirm you can build the product, customers want it, you can profit, competitors can't easily replicate it, and the market matters. The minimum viable product embodies this philosophy. As Reid Hoffman said, if you're not embarrassed by the first version of your product, you've launched too late. Launch something rough, gather real feedback, and iterate rapidly. This extends beyond business to minimum viable experiments in relationships, communication, and personal goals. Your first plan is almost certainly wrong. What matters is getting real-world data quickly enough to course-correct before wasting resources on elaborate solutions to problems that don't exist. Einstein built relativity on a simple insight. A person on a moving train perceives themselves as stationary, while an outside observer sees them in motion. Reality depends on your frame of reference. The same principle governs human perception. How you frame information dramatically shapes how it's received. Research reveals framing's power over memory. Participants read identical articles with different headlines, then recalled different facts based on whether headlines emphasized economic impact or environmental concerns. The Economist exploited this with subscription pricing. Web only, $59, print only, $125, and print plus web, $125. Though nobody chose print only, its presence anchored customers to the higher price, making print plus web seem like a bargain. When researchers removed the middle option, web-only subscriptions jumped from 16% to 68%. This stems from availability bias, our tendency to overweight recently or prominently presented information. It explains why people believe violent crime is skyrocketing, despite decades of decline, and why your colleague's offhand comment haunts you more than 10 positive reviews. Understanding these distortions creates space to question immediate reactions before committing to decisions. Most significant problems involve human factors. Global food production exceeds what we need, yet starvation persists due to corruption, infrastructure gaps, and political barriers. The third story approach asks how an impartial observer would describe a conflict, reducing defensiveness. The most respectful interpretation encourages giving others the benefit of the doubt. When someone doesn't respond to your email, assume they're busy rather than ignoring you. Hanlon's Razor advises never attribute to malice what can be explained by carelessness, especially valuable online where tone is easily misinterpreted. These models counter the fundamental attribution error, our tendency to blame others' behavior on character while attributing our own actions to circumstances. We judge someone running a red light as reckless while justifying our own speeding as necessary. The veil of ignorance asks us to consider decisions as if we didn't know our place in society, while the birth lottery acknowledges how much success comes from luck. Learned helplessness explains why people stop trying after repeated failures. Utah's housing first approach demonstrates how providing stability helps people regain control. Vaccination demonstrates how individual choices affect collective outcomes. Herd immunity protects everyone when vaccination rates stay high. Historical data shows dramatic reductions in deaths from diphtheria, measles, and polio. But when rates drop below critical thresholds, 95% for measles, outbreaks occur, as Minnesota discovered in 2017. This tragedy of the commons extends beyond medicine. When enough people violate norms, like Italy's only fools pay attitude toward taxes, negative behaviors become normalized and nearly impossible to reverse. Moral hazard emerges when protection from consequences encourages risk-taking. Real estate agents sell their own homes for 3% more than clients' homes by keeping them on market longer. Since agents earn only 1.5% of the sale price, an extra $10,000 means just $150, insufficient motivation to hold out for better offers. Goodhart's Law warns that when a measure becomes a target, it ceases to be a good measure. Soviet factories produced single gigantic nails or tiny useless ones that technically met requirements. Teachers cheat on standardized tests, and paleontologists discovered locals smashing large bones into small pieces to maximize bounty payments. Design systems that align incentives with actual goals rather than easily manipulated proxies. Like Germany fighting on two fronts in both world wars, dividing attention between major goals often leads to failure. Multitasking forces context switching, wasting time, and reducing performance. Peter Thiel enforced singular focus at PayPal. Each person worked on exactly one thing, ensuring they tackled A-plus problems rather than easier B-plus ones. Beware bike shedding. Groups spending disproportionate time on trivial matters they understand rather than complex, important ones. Leverage means finding activities that produce outsized results. The Pareto principle shows 80% of results typically come from 20% of efforts. When improving a web page, focus on the headline and hero section, not footer links. After addressing low-hanging fruit, you'll hit diminishing returns. Each additional hour produces less impact. The key is knowing when to switch to another high-leverage activity. This isn't about working less, but working smarter, constantly asking which activities produce the greatest effects for the least effort, then ruthlessly prioritizing those while eliminating everything else. Extraordinary success requires making contrarian bets that prove correct. Being wrong yields no returns. Following consensus yields only regular returns. Real outsized returns come from being both right and contrarian, taking intelligent leaps of faith others dismiss, like those who passed on eBay as just Beanie Babies. Successful contrarian bets require knowing something others don't, what Peter Thiel calls a secret. These can be ideas others haven't thought of or opportunities hidden in plain sight, like Airbnb connecting property owners with travelers. Timing is crucial. Pushing ideas too early wastes resources, as seen with Apple's Newton versus the iPad. When you achieve product market fit, the effect resembles resonant frequency. Energy amplifies exponentially. protect your position with moats, sustainable competitive advantages like protected intellectual property, specialized skills, exclusive relationships, strong brands, network effects, or higher innovation pace. Yet market dominance is never permanent. Kodak invented the first digital camera in 1975, but failed to pivot when digital photography disrupted their profitable film business, illustrating the innovator's dilemma, where incumbents struggle to cannibalize existing businesses to embrace disruptive technologies.